This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The military just yesterday relaxed its restrictions for its personnel traveling to Hawaii. But nearly 2 weeks ago, Adjutant General Ken Hara agreed to exempt military men and women and their families from the 14-day state quarantine. Honolulu City Councilwoman Kim Pine told us her staff flagged the order as it was quietly signed and issued on a Friday afternoon. Her concern is that the move doesn't help with the growing tension between the military and the local community.
Was very alarming to us, of course. I represent a very large veteran and military population. I'm a military family myself. My grandpa was a Pearl Harbor survivor. So we know what it's like to be a military family. We know the moves that happen, and I especially know that quarantine anyone coming in is important, because if we're going to make our local residents do that, then it just should be equal across the board with no special cases for anyone.
So what was it that struck you when you heard about this?
Well, I think allowing the military family members to not be in quarantine, that didn't make any sense to me, because as a military spouse, I know the incredible support that I had when my husband was in the Middle East and I had a baby, and I felt like I had a lot of people that could help me to go to the store, help me with other things that I need to get signed up for. And so that one was confusing to me because it didn't make any sense and it wasn't even necessary.
So how are you thinking that the Hawaii community is looking at this exemption?
They're very upset. There's been a lot of inequalities during the whole pandemic and decisions that were made that benefited certain people more than others. We revealed that certain businesses that have specialties in dealing with viruses and other things were not open in comparison to these large box stores that had not a lot of training with their staff, but they were a big company that had very wealthy lobbyists to ensure that they were open, but a mom-and-pop store couldn't be open. And then you have a lot of the residents here that either lost their jobs, their businesses, and they had to stay home and couldn't go out and work. And to hear that there are people coming in that were getting special treatment, it was very upsetting to them. And so my whole role was to just ensure that any decision that government makes is equal across the board.
It's a sense of fairness. This came out just after, you know, there was the incident at and a point, and I think Waimea Bay, where folks were holding parties, you know, clearly against the advice of health officials about, you know, physical distancing.
Yes, and so for this letter to come out right after that happened, where a lot of the residents, and even many military families like mine, were very upset because we're following the rules, but this group of people, of several hundred people, were blatantly having illegal parties with alcohol and other substances and trashing beaches that were pristine because they weren't being used so much. It was extremely disappointing.
And I believe the companies that were involved in that had an address on a military base at Schofield.
Yes, and I'm very proud, though. Wrote a letter to the head of the Pacific Command, and they responded immediately, and they said, we are going to look into this and take this very seriously. And there will be some type of punishment of some sort for those that they find were part of this, because they don't want to have that reputation either. And so I was working hard to calm the nerves of all of the residents who were very upset that they sacrificed, yet these people just come and trash public spaces and not pay attention to the orders. And then this letter came out like just a few days later, I think, and it was very upsetting. And so I'm having to calm all these different situations down, and it's been very difficult.
I know there is also some concern because the military is not disclosing as much information about COVID positive cases on bases, on, you know, various military installations, you know, for security reasons, you know, after what we saw with the Roosevelt aircraft carrier out in Guam. Any thoughts on that
when you're a military family, you just hear all these stories from other military wives, and I was hearing about all these cases and was very upset that it wasn't being reported. However, they are reporting the cases to the Department of Health. However, it's not public what the situation was or where, and that's very important that we know these things. Like we could tell you that we just had a recent cluster with a Waipahu family, but we couldn't really report or deal with that there was a cluster on a ship or on a base. And that's very frustrating for the local community, who are not going to negatively brand anybody, but we just need to know, how are these clusters happening and how can we prevent it from happening in the future? Right. I had residents who worked at different bases who felt that they were exposed to COVID-19 from an outbreak that occurred on a base, and they were just told to quarantine for 14 days and weren't given access to get tested. And so I'm having to help them get access to testing. So it's very frustrating dealing with these federal agencies. It's not just military, but when it's a federal agency that thinks they're above you. And where here I am fighting for just the average local person who has sacrificed so much and just wants everyone to sacrifice the same.
Are you aware of what other jurisdictions are doing? Are they giving the same exemptions?
I'm not aware of that. And again, I understand that certain exemptions have to be made for certain jobs, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have to be a blanket exemption where you don't have certain rules and regulations. Okay, if we're going to exempt you, you can only come to this office, but there's all of these rules and regulations that you have to follow so that you don't get anyone sick if you happen to have it and don't know. I think that was the part that was very frustrating, too, is that it was a blanket exemption, where I saw other military bases who were very good, I have to say, that created their own rules that said, like, for example, my husband had to travel during COVID, and so he had to quarantine for 14 days. And that was imposed on him by his military branch. And, of course, then I had to quarantine. We all had to quarantine in the house. Because of that. And, you know, luckily we were all fine after those 14 days.
And the military often does things first and takes actions that some might see a bit extreme, because I think early on they were restricting travel for military men and women back at the beginning of the year.
Yes, and actually before the governor did his quarantine, they were already quarantining everybody that traveled. So that's why I was so surprised to see this, because all the actions that they had taken before that have been very strong and promoted safety. And so it's just a lot of mixed messages in terms of what the military represented. And so my whole career as someone who's both a local and also a military family has been to make sure that we bridge the gap between these two types of residents, because having conflict between these two types of residents is very damaging to our society. And to not have the military here during this time of crisis worldwide would be a scary thing for us. They also give us a lot of local jobs, but at the same time, it doesn't mean because of that they should have special treatment in any way.
That was Honolulu City Councilwoman Kim Pine talking about a matter of fairness when it comes to the enforcement of the 14-day quarantine for travelers, whether they be civilians or military personnel and their families. General Mahara has not responded to media questions or Pine's letter. Pine is one of 18 candidates who have filed papers to run for Honolulu mayor.